those that were here, those that weren't here, we began discussing the union of Kabbalah's Old Torah. Kabbalah's Old Torah is accepting the Torah, but accepting the Torah in a way that every action that we do is governed, is directed by the Torah. Everything we do in this world, the Torah is giving us is giving us direction in what's the Ratzon Hashem. What's the Ratzon Hashem? And therefore, in every prod of our life, and the we need to figure out what is the Hayra, what is the Hayra of the Torah in this situation to act, and I'll be that we have to act. However, not all of us are able to come out with our own capabilities to know what is Ratzon Hashem and what the Torah is telling us to do in such a situation or how we should act. Therefore, we need to ask, we need to be miyayetz with someone who knows already what is the Torah's answer. What is the Torah's answer in this situation? By making a rav, by having a rav that you could come and you could speak to in all situations, halacha, shkafa, in whatever we're doing, so then he's going to inform you or he'll help you figure out what is the Torah's das in that area. Adam Gadol is someone who could see in every matzav, he could see without his own personal intentions and personal feelings. He's clean from that. He's someone who's above it. He's someone who without his own personal cheshbonos, they don't take place. He's able to see how through this can we bring kavod shemayim, or how through this will we be memayit kavod shemayim. Does the Torah want you to do it? The Torah doesn't want you to do it, and how to do it. Sometimes they'll tell us something which we may not understand, but we have a mitzvah to listen to them. Because they're giving us, we have that trust in them that they're giving us over what the Dvar Hashem is in that situation. We refer to them as the Enei Ha'eda, because they see the mitzvahs through their yediyas, through the Oimek HaTorah. They see it from the cook of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than from a human look at it. And that all comes from it's together. So that's basically what we spoke about last week. Amunas Chacham is the trust in the Chacham to give us the Dvar Hashem. And that's Das Torah. Das Torah is the Das of the Torah in the Torah's Hayra in each situation, which our way to get to is through the Chacham and the Enei Ha'eda. I would like to go through different examples which give us that feeling of sometimes we may feel in different areas. Like we spoke out last week, this Arba Chalke Shulchan Aruch Yisikara helped us out. So this four Chalke, the Zohar Chaim, Yerdeya, Evnezer, Chosh Mishpat, and some Chalakim were more used to asking questions than other Chalakim. But I want to bring out how there are certain parts of each chelik that we're not used to asking questions, and therefore we many times just act on our own, and it's sometimes it may just happen to be what the Torah wants of us, and sometimes it's not what the Torah wants of us. Instead of inquiring and finding out what is taka the Torah's view in this case, and what to do in these examples. I want to start with examples that come up, just push it from shailas. I was sitting and thinking today about different situations and shailas that come up that people do ask about, and what sometimes they're not even asking about it, just they take a conversation, I thought that they should have asked about it, and not come to give the sugya or the mahalach in it, but through these examples, I think we can be ma'ir to ourselves how there's so much makom to ask in these areas also. There's the Torah was given to us as to create this bris between us and the Rabbanim Shlomo, but Not that the Rabban Shalom Be'etzim needs us to do the mitzvahs. Not like he needs us to do the mitzvahs. But when we do the mitzvahs, it makes us better people. We become closer to the Rabban Shalom through the Torah and the mitzvahs, through studying the Torah and doing the mitzvahs. It gives us, it's more than just rules and regulations. The more you learn, the more you oimik in especially areas of chash and mishpat. It's not just like every country has to have rules and regulations in order that should be able to run. Like the Mishnah says, if not, then one will swallow up the other. So therefore, we need rules and regulations. It's more than that. The Torah is teaching us how we should be acting as proper people with other Yidden, with Goyim, when we come in contact with Goyim, when we come in contact with women, when we come in contact with whoever we may come in contact with, there's a derech over here. There's a derech over here. There's a das Torah on that, which we need to learn up the sugya to figure out what is the Torah asking from us, or speak to a gadol or our any eda. So I just want to quote here the Reb Shaul Salanta in Arisol, at the end of Arisol in the Ger Samusa, so he ends off here, he says, but towards the end, he says, in his times already, he writes about V'insein O'ravim, V'maso V'matin Hu Behepech, Roiv B'nei Adam, L'yidushu Achshash Gezl V'oishik Ba'atzman. Roiv people already were not asking, L'yidushu, they weren't being dairish, they weren't seeking out about the chashash of gezel or oishik mi'atzma term yitveenu chaveray u'mehem asher gam acha tzviya yasa tachbulis mirma o yoyiz says Rav Shaul Salanta v'aloi b'tayra akol shavin, the Torah everything's equal, zel ois to say v'zel ois to say kifi inyin ha-Torah mishpatel, just like the Torah says u'basa b'asad d'treif u'loiseichlo u'loiseichelo u'loiseichlo kol nevelo. So to the Torah says, "Lo sashik es reecha, v'lo sigzol." It's all equal. Uchmoy shehut ba benefesh Israeli. This is what we have to get to. Just like it's the teva of a yid that you don't touch treifis. If there's a piece of treifa in front of you, we don't touch it, and everyone's equal to that. No one would. V'chol sheyora amayra ki hu treifa. If the Pesach says this is a treifa, you would stay far away from him. Meruchik, it's not negated to me. Came b'mamayin, so too by mamayin. Halekol mashal piyatayra shaykh l'chaveiroi, have a gezel. Something that's just shaykh to your friend, it's meruchik. It's not b'chal shaykh to you. It's his. It's b'chal ge'ayva b'lai sigzel. V'anach n'royim sheba v'nisein or abma afila aloyim dim, o kima gama yireim. Einam nesharim ki yos, v'lai sisei al zu. However, says Rav Shaul Salanta, he gives us but he comes back with Avtoch, he says, Avim Sein Aram, Achen, he says, Im Yosim Adam Libay V'Nafshe, if a person will pay attention to learn the halachis, which are Shaykh to Mamayin, the Iyun, the Gemara and the Paiskim, each person according to his Erech, Ubefrat, Im Amerkaz Yiyal Tchunas Isaveta, lay the echlish tomem gezel. Person will learn it up or find out how to stay away from gezel. He says, af im lo yikayim betchila. Even if in the beginning you won't be mekayim it, because kataiva rabba bezed. There's a big taiva. Megam rochak adov mehergal medini. It's not the norm. You go out there. He's writing it back in his times and koshke in our times. Go out there. It's not the normal thing to be merachik from these inyanim. But in the beginning, it's going to be difficult. But ma'rav koicha lahashish la'at la'at kinyan rav benefesh. You'll be kind of that kinyan within yourself. Achi yeshava be'inov shelis isaveta v'shelis ashaychem l'momim. You'll get to the point where just like you ask about a treifa, you call about a bus of a chalav shayla, you'll be calling about Mom and Shaila is also. So I want to begin with the Indian. We know there's a din of Gnevis Das. So, and again, like I said, I'm not going through the whole sugya with the halacha l'maisa, but just to be ma'ariv ourselves, we're in our own lives. We're not in the business world either yet. Where these shadows come up. So there's different days, whether the raisa, the banan, maybe it's part of the lavala signal, if it will cause someone to have sit, so then it could be it's a loisignaif, and in other times it's drabanan. This is even by a guy, the sugya is in Chulin, Saydalid, Saygimambe, Saydalid. It's even by goyim the issa of Geneva's Das. Which means if you think about it, that even according to the man, the Omah, then maybe Gezel, Akum is Muta, but Geneva's Das is Aser. Why? Geneva's Das is you're sly. You're doing something which is sly, sneaky. You're doing things in a sneaky way. There's something that you're being sly about. And that's something which that Hashem doesn't want. He doesn't want of that. He doesn't want that of his people. He doesn't want of his people. You shouldn't be a person that's like that. That you're trying to do something which will a Rambam in his days, just to bring out the Nikuda. So acting as such, even without gaining any monetary or any like social status, is also awesome. Take a look at the Rambam in Deis, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. The Rambam brings down this din over here. He says, Perek Beis Alchavav. Doctor Avi says, "Also lahanig atzmai b'divre chalokis apitoy, loyti achas b'peh v'achas b'leiv." Person shouldn't be noig himself with these divre chalokis apitoy, words of like sly and like talking someone into something, and you shouldn't be achas b'peh v'achas b'leiv. You say one thing, you mean something else. Al teichik kibaroi, va'in shebeleiv. Even the das of the goy. He goes on with examples that the Gemara brings down different examples. What the Rambam saying over here is, and the Rambam again in Hilchos Mechira also brings this halacha down. What the Rambam saying is, how a person should be acting. A person should be a person who's says MS, he speaks out the MS, he doesn't say one thing and he means something else, or he's trying to play up to catch the other guy into something. Ruach Nocha in the late Tar. To be a Ish Yasha, and that's what the halachas over here are forming us into, making us into good, real people. I'll give you an example that recently someone was speaking about. Someone asked, someone's flying into America to try out for a job, and they're flying him in, they're paying his ticket to go to a certain city in America to try out for a job. Now, he has to make a stop off in New York City, where his family lives in New York City. And he spoke to them. He told them that if you don't mind, I'm going to spend the weekend in New York, and then Monday I'll go out to the city where they are to try out for the job. And they agreed to it. Now, while he's back there during that extended weekend, he decided to make appointments with other places to see if he'll be able to once he's there already, let me try out in other shuls or other places where I could get a job. So is this right or not? They're paying for his ticket. Maybe they're not asking to pay for you to try out somewhere else. They're paying for you to try out by them. Or maybe their hascama would be that if you're going to be trying out somewhere else, let the other place also chip in for the ticket. Is it so glad? So God, in this conversation by this person, he took on that was pasha, that was mutter, and it just came up agav. But it was ma'ir to me, maybe not. Is that a shal of gneivas das or not? Sometimes, and the ma'isa, you go through the cases in the Gemara, there's many cases over there in the Gemara, some of them are asim shum gneivas das, and then there are certain cases which are mutter shum gneivas das. But there's what to clarify. But we take on pasha, you know, If anyways I'm going, so then why would it make a difference? It leads us into Ta'as Akum. Ta'as Akum. The term Ta'as Akum is so misused in our lives that real shaylas come up all the time. I mean, just starting with the sugya, so there may be two deis. In the different days in the sugya, but that chil shem shemayim, if by being unethical in my business with a guy is in cause chil shem shemayim, everyone agrees it's aser. There's one thing beforehand. Can I trouble you for the achay shemishpat simishim emches? It's the last chedik there. Sorry. There's one thing beforehand. Do we think beforehand, we know the din. Thank you very much. Over here, there's a very interesting Bera Goyla, who quotes the. He quotes a Sefer Chaydim, Shimon Ches, I say. But our brother says over here like this. Since Kigon Shasa Akum Cheshman Vita, Tachshalim is so rei, Shacheshman is so fine. Sefer Chassidim, says, adim achzor sata'a shata'a akum ba'atzmai v'ani kaisa zayis l'dar shri'isi rabim galu v'ashiru min ta'os shehitu akum. I saw many that grew and came rich from the ta'os that God made a mistake v'leif slichu v'yardu nechsein l'timyayin. He didn't leave over after them a bracha. So in every shayla, of Ta'as Akum, there's the shayla, is this Ta'as Akum or not? And then there's the shayla, will this bring to Chil Hashem or not? And even if it won't bring to Chil Hashem, but maybe still, hashkafically, I shouldn't get involved in that. I shouldn't get involved in that. And that's important. Cheating a guy many times is asa, and possibly even min ha-Torah it's asa. We take a look at the sugya in Bava Kama, Kofi Gimel, So over there, it seems to come out that Gezel Akum is Asr. Gezel Akum is Asr. Avedas Akum is Mutter. Avedas Akum, if I find out Aveda of a guy, it's Mutter. Right? The Torah is giving us direction over here. To steal from the guy is Asr. If I find out Aveda of the guy loses something, that's Mutter. To the extent that Rashi in Sechta Sanhedrin goes in and says that someone who decides to return Aveda to a guy, Mar Ba'atzma is showing Shashavas Aveda in a Chashuva Loi Mitzvah's Bayrai. It's showing him, right? Rashi and Bamatzi brings down Aved Zakum's Mut over there, the Liman. But over here, he's taking a step further. He's saying, one who does return it, he's showing with himself that Shavas Aveda in a Chashuva Loi Mitzvah's Bayrai. You're not out to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Rabban Shleilam. Sha'af Lekusi Hu Aisikain. Shleinat Stava Lehim. You know, we're in Stava to give it back to them. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he was mamish poor. But I heard from a lot of chash of all the Yidin. Rav Yosef Chaim, when he needed money, he'd walk outside and follow the Arab, wait for the Arab to drop money. And one of the Kanoim came over to him and said to him, Abi Kibim Chaim Kiddush Hashem if you return it. Kiddush Hashem. So he said, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said to him, you know what, I'll lend you the money, you make the Kiddush Hashem, but I'll be able to put bread and butter on my table. Again, you see from there that there was a dastari there. Yeah, true. Perhaps by returning it, I'll be able to do Kiddush Hashem. Oh, but there's halachis. V'amechayvis, the kitzur brings down. If someone has a chayv, you pay your chayv up before you make that Kiddush Hashem. Obviously, he understood that there won't be any chilul Hashem over here. But on our own das, we would have said, the guy dropped it, let's return it to him. Sometimes not. There's a cheshmet. So we have here, Gezel Akum is Asa. We have Vedas Akum is Mutter. And, which means a person cannot take from a guy his possessions against his will, or against his knowledge, that's usur. However, there's another din. If a guy's possessions happen to make their way to you, it's by you, it came into the shus of the yid, so then the yid doesn't have to return it to the guy. So, but what happens a lot of times is there's a lot of tricks that we do which are not so pashit. I hang around the younger chevra, so you go to the cashier, you get him all confused until he gives you back the wrong change, and then he made a mistake, right? Or the cashier says, count the money out, and you count and you see this extra $20 bill there. You walk off with it. Is that Taz Akum or is that Gezel Akum? It's not Pashit. All these shtiklach with the airlines. So if you're being intelligent with the rules, okay, so you're allowed to be intelligent. But when you start playing being intelligent with beyond the rules of the airline, so that's Gezel Akum. That's not Taz Akum. Gezel Akum is Asr. Gezel Akum is Asr. So when it comes to tricking or misleading the guy in order to receive some kind of money or not, something which otherwise you wouldn't have got, you had no legal claim to it. And I'm sure you can think of many examples of that are around. We start with small examples with different ways. I'm not saying muta also again, each child has to be yes by a proper rub. The credit card questions and the points I lost my suitcase. So now, could I go, they're offering money to buy. Am I allowed just buy whatever, just kilo buy and then return it afterwards, or get receipts from my friend? What am I allowed to do, what not? And even if I'm buying for myself, I don't need it. And they're only giving it to me if I need it or not. What's the din over here? And there are there are different shittas and what's together to it, but we don't think about these things usually. And like Rosh Hashanah said, that when we're in it, we just do it quite, not because we're trying to be evil or we're trying to rationalize what we do, but we just do. And of course, la halacha, there's no het if it brings to Chil Hashem. I mean, for some reason, so I take on going on the bus and train, you could just do it without paying. And then I gave a shein yeshiva, all of a sudden, so people come over here, if there's, oh, I didn't realize that. Either because they heard some fancy terms of there's no dina machusadina, it's owned by a private person, but by a private company, or some other terms, and there's also either rishonim, if there's no dina machusadina, there may be something called Kabbalah's Kahal, which the rishonim talk about, which you have to know where that applies to. Is there a Kabbalah's Kahal on certain laws or not? But these things, the ma'isa come up, and we have to inquire. If we shtelt suit to it, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, it will shape us into being someone who's such a lev nacha and emes, and we'll be proper people with ourselves. And like I'm pointing out, so to a guy, Taz Akam's mutter. To Yisrael, Taz says, so many times people call up, I was in this store here, and so he gave back raw change. Do I have to return it or not? Which we're talking about Jewish people over here. But there was a question. Good. So it's good that they ask him. But obviously there's a havmin where some people probably have a maskana that they don't have to. Because it's down the block. I have to go to him, he has to come to me. Look, that's also a good question. Can I just call him up and tell him to come pick it up from me? Returning packages, which all these things. It comes to different shalas of let's say Arnona. So there are different days and different paiskim, and not always the psak that Reuven got is the psak for Shimon. It could change from one to the other. He's a balbas, he's a mentira, he's renting. He had different situations. There may be differences. He's getting money from his parents. He's not getting money from his parents. So we take on, there is a psak out there. Let's just apply it. Again, different examples like this. I could go on with many more examples. I was thinking also A person has a job. I was just trying to think. The employee coming to the office. And again, each one of these, this Hilchus Payalim, Hilchus Chiyus Payalim. There's the halachas for the one that hires the Payalim, there's one for the Payalim himself. You come to the office. You have to come on time. Coming late, leaving early. I take breaks. So how long am I allowed to take breaks for? Can I dray out my breaks to be longer? Or how long am I allowed to make phone calls, private phone calls during the working time? I'm working for someone. I think the Mishnah say that benching with makatzer and different things nowadays we don't, but they're dinin. Using the office, we take on fashion in the base medish or in the office. I work this, I could take stationery, I could take envelopes, I could take stamps. In the base medish, I could use someone else's pen. Big deal. It may be mutter, may not be mutter. It's less than shav pruta, more than shav pruta. There's gezel even on less than shav pruta. It may not be a din shav on less than shav pruta. Could be by a guy, there's no din shav at all. All these dinim. It could be there are no specific rules in that office, in that company, because it's a big company. So one needs to inquire what's calling a taxi, and then it's more convenient to take the other taxi. There's also, you're backing out of this. The taxi already left this place to come to you. Could be it's too late to back out. Could be if he takes too long, so then you could back out. But each step, contracts. How contracts are written up, and always there should be contracts written up in order that we don't run into the problems. We have the furniture is like the hot topic of our neighborhood. I the first week or two of every Zman, I'm dealing with just listening to the calls of people that are calling that they came here and it's not the furniture that they were told they're going to get, or it's the furniture they were told, but it's not worth the price that they were told. And then when you call back the other person, so I say, okay, call up back the other person, speak to the other person, says, what do you mean? But that's what I paid for. So I got ripped off $3,000. If I can rip you also off, we don't have what we're saying. So there has to be a fair way. There has to be a fair way. There has to be someone to come down to figure out how much is the taka worth, how much is it. And then many times we get to a problem, the people before us left their furniture there. So some reason, or in the miklat, someone left their furniture there. Can I just throw it out? Aveda midas. I've heard that many times. Aveda midas. The guy left it there. I once went to Rav Chaim Yosef Bloy about it, but one of these, he gave me a very hard time with Aveda midas. He was like, not to Basha, who said it's not Aveda. We were talking in the sugya that it was, and I realized afterwards that which we use that term very loosely is the Torah had a very cheshbon that when is Aveda midas, when not. So if someone left behind their furniture, they said they can come pick it up. How long do I have to wait for them to come pick it up? At what point can I put it outside? What point could I, how long that, maybe there's a Din of Hashavas Aveda over here if you couldn't contact him. Maybe it's a Din of Hashavas Aveda. But each situation, and like we said, selling the furniture packages is also this, the shayla that we need to become familiar with. So, And again, it wasn't the idea of the shir, and it wasn't to knock ourselves, but coming together is a raya that we're working towards Kabbalah Satayra, that we taka want ourselves to the Torah, and we want to be more ourselves that we taka have to live according to the Torah, what the Torah expects from us in all these situations. And when you someone's making a sale, so you have to be careful how you say it. If you want to give a cheaper price for someone that pays cash on the spot, and for someone who's going to pay later, you could may run into, it's often one could run into ribbis shilas, plus many other ribbis shilas could come up in more sophisticated deals. There's errors in the bills. So if it's for your favor, do I have to say so? I don't have to say so. But I'm trying to be aware that we need a person makes a verbal agreement, which happens so many times when you get diris and gans. I agree. Sometimes even sign a paper. I'm gonna send my daughter there, or I'm gonna rent this apartment. We agreed to it. We sent emails back to each other. We shook hands. When is it an agreement? When is it not an agreement? When am I allowed back out? When not? We can't just take it for granted that, okay, I decide I don't want, there's questions. So the areas that we need to take further is that there are rules. Many times we think sometimes it's usher, when we speak to the Rav, it's really mutta. There are many cases like that. Also, there are cases that come up like that, that people take on that was pasha that you couldn't do it. And really was mutter. Like sometimes someone knows about ribbis, so they're taking on pasha that it can't be done because it's ribbis. But a lot of times there's ways to get around it, but there are ways how to do it better. There's ways how to do it. There's ways to do it. If you need to, even with that isker, there's different ideas. Shal Shlomidas is a gaslin. See, if I take something, even where I have to ask to return it, who said it's mutter? Right? I ordered something, and I found that I ordered a set of Rashba, and now I get up to a page, it's ruined. Okay, I can return the set of Rashba. Am I allowed to continue learning from the Rashba? Maybe now it's the Mechus Batla, I have to return it. Maybe I have a din of Shel Shavidas. The question is, until I return it, what's the din? And what's considered a toss, who pays for the shipping of the return? These are questions that come up often. But I think what's kedai is that if we're ma'arit ourselves that also in this chelik of Shulchan Aruch, there are shilas, and our goal is to become this person who acts al pitayra, which will make us, we're following the mitzvahs bayrai, and will train us to be B'nai Torah, true B'nai Torah, wherever we are, because we're always following the Torah, whatever situation we are, so that will bring us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which like the Baragola said, that those are the people that are Matzliach, those are the people that have Hatzlacha, they don't have to come on to shtick, they don't have to come on to being sly or sneaky, they'll get their Hatzlacha straight, because they belong to the world of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And taka, we should be zeicha that even if it's difficult in the beginning, but to be able to train ourselves to be able to be on that darga of Kabbalah's old Torah. Have a good night.